Danny Johnson's meteoric rise from homeless to making millions by the age of 23 has made her one of the most sought-after personal wealth, relationship, and success strategists in the world. Author of several best-selling books, including First Steps to Wealth, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, and Spirit-Driven Success, Danny Johnson's unique strategies have helped tens of thousands of people obtain financial freedom and improve relationships. The remarkable results and testimonials from clients that have poured in over the years have helped Danny garner the attention of national media. Danny has been a guest on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The View, Fox and Friends, Good Morning America, and was the season premiere star of ABC's Secret Millionaire. She is regularly called upon by major media for her expertise in personal wealth and relationships and has been featured in USA Today, Forbes, and Variety, to name only a few. Danny's keen insights have helped many reach personal success beyond their wildest dreams. With this unique and compelling program, your change starts now.
It doesn't matter what company you're with, it makes no difference at all. And that's one thing you've got to get through your head, is that your company is not the deciding factor in your success and how much you make at all. You're the deciding factor. You're the deciding factor of how much you make and how far you go and what kind of success you are going to incur in your life. It has absolutely nothing to do with your product, has nothing to do with whatever service you have, has nothing to do with who your company president is. It has nothing to do with any of that. And let me tell you why. Because you and how you approach it and how you solve problems and how you work it determines what you make and how far you go. So you are the thing that you have to work on and develop in your skill set in your opportunity. And the proof is that how many of you know that in the opportunity you're currently working in, there are people that are also in that opportunity, okay? And out of those people, how many of you know that there are people who are making millions of dollars with the same opportunity, same product, same everything, same corporate staff, same everything, and there are people making $10 a month with the same product, the same company? Do you understand? So what's the deciding factor? It's not the company, it's not the product, it's not the executive staff, is it? No. Then what's the deciding factor? The individual. It's the individual. And honestly, it's how you believe. And it's what you believe. And it's not even so much if you believe in the product, the company, or the executive staff. It's not even that. It is, do you believe that you can make it? Do you believe that you will do this? That's what it comes down to. And when you believe, anything is possible. Anything's possible. And so you have to choose to believe that you're in the right place at the right time, and you got this deal. You got this, and you don't have to mess around with doubt or worry or fear or any of that kind of nonsense. And like I said, and I'm going to say this again, if you have time to worry and you have time to be fearful, it just means you have too much time on your hands. That's what it means. It means you're thinking too much. It means you have too much time, and it means you're not doing. Do you understand? If you're thinking, that means you're not doing. It means you're wasting time. So don't be thinking. Just follow directions. Just do it as though it's going to work, okay? And that's what I had to do when I started my first business at 19. I worked it as though I believed it was going to work, and the first 6 months was a suffering. I didn't make any money, and every month hoping that I was going to make something that month, and hoping, and this is so silly, I remember just feeling like, I just have to get that one person, and then wow, I'm going to be like, everything's going to turn overnight, and I'm going to have this big old fatty check, and it's going to come every single month. How many of you thought the same thing? Yeah, it's a big lie. It's that's so not how the thing goes at all. In fact, if it did go like that, it doesn't last. And so there's a foundation that gets built, and the foundation has to be your belief. And you have to push through all of the resistance. You have to push through all of the people saying it's not going to work. No, that's all tests, by the way. Okay, it's a test when people say no. It's a test when people flake, when they go back on that first order. That's all a test. And by the way, it's all normal, and it's supposed to happen. Did you hear what I just said? It's normal for people to say no, and it's normal for them to back out. It's normal for them to quit. It's normal for them to cancel their standing order. It's normal. It's part of the business. And when that happens to you, rejoice. Did you hear me? When that happens to you, rejoice. It's normal when people flake, because if that is not happening to you, you're not in business. Okay, that's the truth. If those things are not happening to you, you're in business. So how many of you are having those things happen to you? How many of you are having those things happen to you a lot? Awesome, you are so in business. Okay, that's proof that you're in business. This is not Disneyland. Okay, this is not Disneyland. And by the way, every success story has an element to it of tons of failure and tons of resistance and tons of pressure. Isn't that true? Every success story. Come on, every you know, true Disney story. How many of you saw, and this one's not a Disney one, is it Unbreakable? How many of you saw the movie Unbreakable? Okay, absolutely crazy. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. Absolutely crazy story of persistence and enduring. It's incredible what humans can actually endure, and not giving up. Absolutely not giving up. And so that's the first decision you have to make, is that you're not going to give up. That you're going to do this, and it doesn't matter how long it takes, doesn't matter how long it's going to take to succeed, I'm going to do this. And so when you hit resistance, rejoice. In fact, you might need to put a sign on your refrigerator or somewhere in your house, and, you know, 5x7 card, it says, resistance. What? Not only is it futile, but resistance equals success. Resistance equals success. It's part of the journey. So it should, you should say, resistance, rejoice, because success is on its way. It's on its way. And that, again, is believing. That's choosing to believe. And there will be times where you're going to feel like, I really feel like I'm just taking a bong hit here. Seriously, like, am I just totally taking a bong hit here and just trying to convince myself? Yes, you are. It's the same kind of feeling, okay? Where it's like, you are, I'm not telling you to take a bong hit. That's not what I said. That is not what I said. What I am saying is, I remember going, is this going to really work? And am I just convincing myself? The answer is yes, convince yourself. Yes, convince yourself, because if you are not convinced, no one else around you is going to be convinced. Do you hear me? So it is your job to convince yourself of where you're going. It's your job to convince yourself that you will make it. It is your job to convince yourself that the imagination that you have, you will prevail in it. You have to convince yourself. You have to sell yourself. You do. So that's part of your job. And that's what I do to myself. Because I was the biggest doubter, most fearful person I think that ever started in the industry. Was there, yeah, it's not going to work for me. I'm a girl. I'm young. Who's going to listen to me? I'm stupid. I can't read. On and on and on and on and on of all, like, the piles of excuses. And then just going, forget it, man. I'm doing this. And I don't care if I don't know how to read. It doesn't matter if I'm stupid. It doesn't matter if I'm a female. It doesn't matter. I'm going to do this. I don't care how long it takes. And there were times where I like, is this really going to work? And I just talked to myself. How many of you talk to yourself anyway? Great, then tell yourself, yes, it is. 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 You could do this. You could do this. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. And just continue to picture yourself where you want to be. Okay, here's another thing that is really powerful and very important. Okay, so, you know, I've kind of just let the cat out of the bag about my love for the Bible and my love for God all weekend. So why should I stop now? Okay. In Romans chapter 8, okay, it really, to me, defines better than Hebrews chapter 11. It really defines faith to me in the most action form and in the best way. And basically what it talks about is treating something as though it is already. Being it as though it is, oh, I love this. Being it as though you are already. And so before I even knew what that passage was, I did that 26 years ago because that first year was, you know, a monstrous failure. But what I did was when I made the decision, I am never going to return to broke again. And I made the decision, a soft little decision in my head, that I was going to become a millionaire. Okay, I'm homeless. I'm freaking homeless. I'm 180 pounds, which back then was a lot. Today, 180 pounds is not a lot. But back then, back when everyone was an aerobic freak with their stupid, fluffy, weird-looking Reebok tennis shoes, with their scrunched-down, ugly, ugly socks, and their neon tights, and their big, oversized, neon, orange shirt, okay, blech. Oh wait, and this, okay, look like a cow licked you, okay, so, who had that? I did. Okay, here's another question, who had this? My sweet little raven found some pictures in the office, and they laughed at me, like, wow, look at that hair, Danny. Yes, I know. And check out those glasses. We should put them on the screen sometime because they're nasty. Anyway, okay, I'm homeless. I'm homeless. Picture this. Picture the distress of that. Picture the hopelessness of that. Picture the guilt and the shame of that alone. Then you pile on the 21 years of torment that I had before that. The business failure that I had suffered, and I make up my mind that I'm going to make $1 million because to me at that point, that's going to solve all my problems. Boy, was I deceived. But to me, it was like, okay, if I make $1 million, I'll be rich forever. I blew the million like that. I was good at spending money. I'm really good at saving it now. I'm really good at pointing it in other directions now. So awesome. Okay, so picture this. All the distress of the childhood, all the distress of being homeless. I'm fat. I feel worthless. I'm so ashamed of myself. I'm abusing drugs. I'm abusing alcohol. I'm abusing people. I feel like such a wretched person that needs to die. And I have this moment where I say, done deal. I'm going to be a millionaire. Done deal. And do you know what I did right after that? I started walking, acting, and talking like I was one. That's exactly what Romans chapter 8 says to do. Walk, act, talk, live as though you are already. But Danny, you're living in your car. It doesn't matter. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. When I say live, act, walk, talk as though you are already, that doesn't mean spend like one, you fool. That doesn't mean, no, because a real millionaire doesn't spend like that. A financially independent person doesn't spend like that. They don't buy the expensive brands. Are you kidding me? The billionaire that we sold our house to in Bora Bora? This guy shows up to our house with loafers that has duct tape holding them together. A frayed ball cap. A t-shirt that's frayed and has holes in it. And that's how he traveled from Beverly Hills to Bora Bora to get our property. Okay, so there are so many people that you probably pass each day that are totally financially independent, some of which are billionaires and you would never know it because of the way they dress. They're frugal, 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 frugal. Like tight, probably tighter than me. It's pretty tight. It's pretty tight. Okay, so live, act, walk, talk as though it is already. I told the story last night about my husband and how what a terrible, wretched woman I was and how I was treating him. And then, you know, God had asked me, you know, who do you think you should be married to? I need to be married to a multimillionaire. Okay, treat him as though he is already. And guess what got pulled out of him? The multimillionaire. Yeah, because I finally became soil that was safe to grow in. Because I was toxic. I was acidic soil. I was evil soil. No one can grow in that. And so when I began by faith to treat him as though he was already, then he grew into that. I no longer was the hindrance of his dream. I no longer was the hindrance of his abilities or his desires to grow and become something great. So this is super important. You need to walk it out, live it out, think it out as though you are already. So tell me, if you were already, what would you think like? Would you worry about money? You wouldn't, would you? If you were already, what does it look like? Come on, tell me. You're confident, you're purposed. Yeah, you probably wouldn't argue because you're confident and you're purposed. It's so true. Huh? You have a vision, you're living it, you're walking it, and you know it's going to happen. Yeah, absolutely, that's the word right over there, is you are so walking by faith. Yeah, always learning. You don't fret. Absolutely right. Exactly. Someone says no, it makes no difference. Because that millionaire has had thousands of people say no, and they already know what the outcome's going to be. No, okay, I feel like I see all these signs all over the place. No equals K-N-O-W, the outcome. Okay, do you understand? No. Some of you need these signs in your house. Okay, no equals no, the outcome. You get a no, you got to know the outcome. And a millionaire knows the outcome. It doesn't matter what someone says, they know the outcome. That's a vision. Okay, so what else would it be? How else would you feel as if you were already there? Yeah, peaceful. Smiling. Totally free, totally enthusiastic. Accomplished. Healthy, relaxed. Say what? You'd be very selective on who you hang out with. Fearless, in control. Yeah, in control of your own emotions, in control of self-control is what it would be. You would have self-control, maybe, huh? Grateful. Totally grateful, content. You'd probably be an abundant giver. Now, here's what's so interesting: is people think they have to wait till they get there in order to be an abundant giver, but you have no idea. Being an abundant giver first takes you there. Being an abundant giver takes you there.
No judgment.
Yeah.
Humility.
Yes. So live that now, and the rest comes. Right? It all starts here first. It all starts inside of you first. What starts in here gives birth to out there. That's how it works. What starts in here gives birth to what is to come. So you live it out, and then it follows. And you know what's such a trip? Is you're shocked when it does follow. That's what's so funny, because right now it sounds like, gosh, Danny, is that like really possible? Yes, it is not only possible, it's a done deal. And once you do it, you're like, wow, it actually worked. How did that happen? That was like, in fact, you know what's so funny? When you look back, you're like, that was really easy. You look back and you're like, that is really easy. Like, that's all I had to do. Because when you live like that, you believe it, and you know the outcome, you naturally walk towards the outcome. There's nothing that stops you from the outcome. It doesn't mean that you don't have resistance. It doesn't mean that you don't have bad days. It doesn't mean that you don't have challenges and trials. No, yes, you do have bad days, challenges, and trials. But you're going to have challenges, bad days, and trials if you choose to be broke. Everybody, no matter what the demographic is of your financial situation, everybody has bad days, challenges, and trials. So how many of you much rather have bad days, challenges, and trials with $1 million in the bank versus what you got now? Right? And what is the difference between the two? How you believe. How you believe. How you walk this thing out. How you walk towards it. So I will never forget the day that I decided to put it on. I took off the old man and I put on who I was to become, and I lived it as though I was already. And oh boy, did my mind try to attack me. Yeah, but you're homeless. Yeah, but this is by design. Undercover millionaire homeless. Love it. I'm experiencing a great thing, and I'm getting to know a demographic of people I had no idea what they were like. Now I know exactly, personally, what they're like. I will never forget the day that conversation happened in my head, out loud, actually, out of my mouth. I'm not kidding you. These were my personal objections. When I'm making the decision, I'm done deal, I'm doing this. I'm doing this, and I'm going to make $1 million. Gosh, 2 years later, I do? That's a shock. The next year, I spent it all. Had to start all over again. I've had to do that several times. That's okay. We figured it out now. Okay, so I promise you, this is the biggest thing to catch. This is because everything else follows it. Because when it comes to reading the script, your nonverbal communication is determined by your beliefs. Your nonverbal communication is determined by your beliefs. Okay, and where do your beliefs come from? They come from programming. That's where your beliefs come from. They come from programming and experiences. How many of you know that to be true? You know. It's not because you were taught it, meaning you know that you go through an experience. I'm going to show you something that I probably shouldn't show you, but I'm going to show you anyway. Okay, here's how it goes. Okay, everything starts with an experience. Everything does. From the experience, okay, there's agreement that comes. You got to be careful what you agree to. Okay, so for example, you go through an experience. I'll just use the situation that came up a lot this weekend. You know, you have a bad experience with a man, all right? Whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't matter, but you have a bad experience with a man. If you make an agreement that you can't trust men, right? Now what forms? A belief that men are not trustworthy. Now you can't work with them. You don't want to do business with them. You can't live with them. And you treat them poorly. Right? So that actually brings in your behavior. This is exactly how the mind works. This is exactly how it works. So the behavior creates another experience. So if you go through an experience that said, I can't trust men, you make the agreement that men are not trustworthy. Now you believe everything inside of you says they're not trustworthy. So then you always, 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 listen to me, you behave what your beliefs are. Everybody behaves what their beliefs are. So your behavior then, for every action there is a reaction. You produce another experience. So here comes the cycle of this belief. Okay, so look, your behavior follows your belief, and so, ow. So you can't change your behavior and expect to get a fully different result unless you change your beliefs. The only way to change your beliefs would be what? Exactly. Is a different experience. Okay? So our beliefs that we have right now, your beliefs about your business. So look at it. Okay, so the ones that are making millions inside of your opportunity, inside of your industry, okay? Those who are making millions, tell me, what is their belief? Exactly. Their belief about the opportunity, so the guy who makes millions versus the one who makes $10 a month, the only thing that's different about them is their belief system. Because your beliefs produce behaviors. So it's all the same opportunity, right? It's the same compensation structure, right? It's the same product and service, right? Same executive staff, right? All that's exactly the same. So it's the individual and what their belief system is that determines what their paycheck is. Because your beliefs cause you to take action on something. So the one who believes that they can't is afraid to pick up the phone. The one who believes that they won't make it is the one who says, I've already talked to all of my friends, all 11 of them, okay? Do you understand? The one who believes that they can't also believes that it's too expensive. So therefore, whoever they talk to gives them the response, it's too expensive. Because birds of a feather flock together. So if birds of a feather flock together, your beliefs attract other people of like-minded beliefs. So when you believe that this isn't going to work, it's too expensive, my friends are going to laugh at me, guess what you reap? You attract what? People who think it's too expensive and people who are going to laugh at you, right? If you are afraid, where do fears come from? But they come from, well, sometimes the devil can shoot that arrow at you, but only if you have a belief about it. To be what? This is not rocket science. This is really simple, folks. And if you catch this, oh my gosh, we can stop at noon. I'm not kidding you. Everything boils down to beliefs. Absolutely everything. Everything. Your marriage boils down to your beliefs about marriage, beliefs about your spouse. Parenting boils down to your beliefs about kids, about parenting, about you as a parent. Your job boils down to your beliefs, your limited beliefs, or your beliefs that you can go to the top. Your belief about your boss determines whether or not you get promoted. Your belief about yourself determines whether or not you're going to succeed. Your belief about the debt system that I showed you yesterday, about annihilating your debt, that completely, hello? You believed that it wasn't bad to be in debt. Therefore, that's how come you have 500,000 of it. Now, hopefully you went through a different experience yesterday, so watch. So the way to change your life is first going through an experience, making new agreements, choosing to believe, and again, this happens through repetition. The reason why those belief systems are there is because you've been repeating them again and again and again in your head. So as you repeat those same beliefs over and over and over and over again in your head, it becomes a pattern and a system of your life. Now every experience proves to you that what you believe is true. Okay? So how do you change it? It's through repeated experiences that are not the same as the old. So repeated experiences, how many of you just went through an experience here this weekend? That was an experience. So why do people keep coming back again and again and again? To repeat the experience, which new decisions are made, agreements are made. Okay? So the repeat of the agreements then produces what? A brand new belief system. And the brand new belief system produces what? A brand new set of behaviors. And the brand new behaviors produces what? Brand new experiences. And as you repeat this cycle again and again and again, there's no more work in having to believe anymore. Because it's already now, it's reprogrammed in your head. And it's reprogrammed in your physical body's experiences and how you behave and how you talk, how you walk, how you make decisions. Because now it comes natural. The 98% becomes natural because of the repeat of experiences and belief systems that were imparted into you that you didn't even think about. You just took them on. At this point, from this moment on, you will now be going, I'm going to choose what I choose to agree with, and I'm going to choose what I choose to believe in, and I'm going to point my behavior in the direction of my beliefs. And that's exactly what it says in Romans chapter 8. Believe as though it is already. Say it after me. Believe as though it is already. Let's take it one step forward. I believe as though it is already. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. And when it's done, look, when it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. Come on, look at Miss Leonie, who opens her house, has no idea how she's going to feed these kids. 700 of them. She has not only fed, clothed, sheltered, and educated. All by what? Believing. All by believing. Yes. That's why Yeshua said, if you speak to that mountain and tell it to be moved and you believe it, it be so, it is a done deal. It's already done. So we walk it out as though we are already there, as though we have already received it, as though we have already experienced it. And that's how you reprogram your mind. Repetition, repetition, repetition of experiences, repetition, 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 repetition. That's how your mind was made. Now use it for your benefit. Use it for your benefit. Changes the way you read the script. Changes the way you close deals. Changes the way you approach things. It changes the way you think of the people you're talking to. Completely. I remember when it shifted in my head that it was a done deal. Because then when someone would say no, I knew the outcome. And here it was. It's either you're going to be one of those that's going to have a really great story that you said no and you couldn't afford it, you didn't have the money, and you're going to have a powerful story one day with a microphone in your hand saying, well, I couldn't afford to get started and I didn't have the money and everything was against me. But, hello, but! But I found the money anyway. But I persisted anyway. But I didn't listen to all the naysayers and I got myself started and this is where I'm at today. Know the outcome. So seriously, I've been having someone sit right there starting to give me trouble. I'm like, I just sit there and smile. I'm like, awesome. I know the outcome of this one. The outcome of this one is you're going to have one of those stories. Or one day you're going to come back 5 years later, 10 years later, and I'm still going to be here doing what I do. And you're going to take a look at my success and go, caca. Can I get started now? Because 5, 10 years from now, you're still going to be broke. 5, 10 years from now, you're still going to be in that same pathetic position that you were in 10 years before. And I ain't going to be in the same place. And you're going to get started then. It's then or now, baby, so pick it, because I know the outcome. There's something else I know. There's something else I know. And that is I'm going with or without you. I'm going with or without you. So it'd be fun for you to get your plane ticket or your train ticket heading southwest. Or you can wait and cause yourself all kinds of trouble. That's just how I see it. And then when you see it like that, here's what happens. Because you know that you know that you know that you know. And let me tell you what people are attracted to more, almost more than anything else. They ain't attracted to your good looks. They ain't attracted to how high your butt is. They ain't attracted to any of that nonsense. They are attracted to faith. They are attracted to people who believe. We are all attracted to people who believe. Every single one of us are attracted to people like that. And why in the world do we watch those stupid inspirational Disney movies? Because we love the underdog. We love seeing people against all odds who prevailed and they knew their outcome. And they wouldn't stop. And because they wouldn't stop, what did they get? They got the outcome. They got it. Listen, if the creator of the heavens and the earth wrote us this owner's manual, how to live life, okay, he says in Deuteronomy 8:18, it is I who have given you. Who's a you? Raise your hand if you're a you. Let me see the yous. It is I who have given you power to create wealth. So it's already in front of you. Let's see. It is I who have given you power to create wealth. Are any of you in an opportunity to create wealth? Raise your hands if you're in an opportunity to create wealth. And you think you found your opportunity. You're the one who think you found it. No, he put your nose right in front of it. He made it blatantly obvious right in front of you. Ding, 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 ding. Bells, whistles, neon signs, blaring noises. It is I who have given you the power to create wealth. And just so happens you are in an opportunity to create wealth. Do you think that's an accident? That ain't no accident. That is He who has given you the power to create wealth. Know the outcome. When you know the outcome, people are attracted to you because you know something and they don't. They don't have a clue about their life. They don't know what they want to do with themselves. They're in confusion, indecision, fear, and procrastination. They are striving. They have no clue where they're going. How do I know this to be true? I was with 1,000 of you 2 days ago that you didn't know where you were going. And you still paid all these expenses to get here this weekend. That's the world we live in. They don't know where they're going. So when they find someone who does know where they're going, guess what happens? They follow them. People follow those who know where they're going. People follow those who know where they're going. Why do you go to church? Why do you follow your pastor? Come on now. He knows where he's going. So you're following him. When you were young, why did you follow your parents? They knew where they were going. My parents were going to the joint. They knew they were going somewhere. We follow people who know where they're going. So know where you're going. You do not have to know all the tiny little details about where you're going. You don't have to know that at all. You do not know, you don't even have to know exactly what it looks like. And some of you are like, well, how do I figure out what it's supposed to look like? Trust me, it unveils itself through time. It unveils itself. He is awesome. He like reveals one moment at a time. He reveals he reveals the next chapter when the next chapter needs to be revealed. That's how it happens. And then all of a sudden you go, whoa. I want us to do this exercise right now, okay? Yes. I want you to go back 2 years ago in your life. I want you to go back, actually, I want you to go back, some of you need to go back further. I want you to go back to a time in your life where you had a monstrous trial. And you thought this was it, and you were weak in this place. You just knew you were going to fail. You thought it was over. It's over, it's over, I suck, nothing's going to work. How many of you have a trial in your life like that? Wow, look around the room. Wave to me. Guess what? You are so qualified for a massive, incredible story. And you're about to watch it be unfold. Some of you are going through that even right now. But I don't want to talk about the one you're going through right now. I want us to go backwards. Okay, for some of you, it's 2 years ago exactly that you had this monstrous thing. It was a painful thing. Okay, I want you to write it down. What was it? Okay, what was the date of when this thing started, this mess started? Now what I want you to do is create a timeline. And I want you to, okay, so write down, okay, this is how I felt during this trial. Maybe you didn't have any money, maybe everyone had abandoned you, I don't know. You write this down. Then I want you to write down what happened next. Because you're not there anymore. You're not there anymore. So what happened next? So like, what was the next event that took place getting you out of that circumstance? Okay, and then go to the next one. Meaning every little stop has another destination. And then there's another destination. And then this happened. And then this happened. Okay? Do you understand what I'm asking you to do? How did you get to here, where you're at right now? From there. I want you to timeline map it out. What does the map look like? Something I want you maybe even to write around that trial that you went through. What did you learn out of it? Where did it take you? Are you the same person today that you were then? I could cry a river right now. One of the ways you can know your outcome is to know that everything happens for a reason. I don't know if you're seeing that on your paper. You didn't die. You thought this was the worst thing that could ever happen. But was it the worst thing that could ever happen? Right? Right? Was it one of the best things that could have happened? Did you grow out of it? What did it lead to? Did it lead to something better? How many of you would say it led to something better? Look at the hands. It led to something better. That's how you can confidently know the outcome. Every disaster I've ever gone through in my life has taken me to a better place. You know why? Because there's this book called The Best Success Book Ever Written that says that he works all things together for my good. Being homeless was by design. So you can trust that what trial you're facing, you can trust that the no's that you're getting is for a reason. It's for a purpose, and it's for your good. It's not for your demise. It's for your good. So that takes the worry, the fear, the fret, the anxiety out of the equation. Because everything is for your good. Every painful thing is for your good. Every suffering is for your good. It's all for your good. It's never for your bad. Know your outcome, and you will become a people magnet. People will hunt you down. They will say you're the only person to work with. They will do anything to be in your presence when you know that 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 this is going to work. And you are exactly where you belong. And you're learning exactly what you're supposed to be learning. Because where you sit right now is only temporary. What you're going through right now is only temporary. Because there's an outcome. It's already written. All you have to do is walk towards it as though it's already done. Cross over the bridge, my friend. Cross over the bridge and live and walk, breathe and talk as though it's done. And that's when it will come. That's when it comes. Fear, doubt, unbelief, and worry and anxiety pushes it further away from you and causes it to take much longer to get there. So the sooner you take off the old self of fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, and unbelief, the sooner you put on this faith that says, I know my outcome. You know, I know what my outcome is. My outcome is I am safe. I am cared for. I am loved. I am content. I am satisfied. My outcome is that everything is going to be all right. That's what I know my outcome is. I know that the Destiny Global vision that I showed you, that's a done deal. Whether or not it happens in my lifetime, I have no idea. I know that's a generational vision. And I know that this message will live long after me. There's no question that the messages that have been imparted into my mouth are going to live long after me. There's no doubt. So I do not have this hurry up. I have to do it right now in me. It is, Lord, I trust you. I trust your timing. I trust your ways. I trust your strategies. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. And life is a great adventure as my GPS guides me through each day. You have a GPS. It's connected to up here in the heavens. It's connected in here. And he's guiding you daily on all things. Make sense? Yes. So do you know how to change your beliefs? Yes. Who's going to change their beliefs? Guess what? You already have. You went through an experience here this weekend. Some of you, this has been a repeated experience for you. You're all, the beliefs are already changing. How many of you have different beliefs since your first steps to success? Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, I want you to write this down right now. What did you believe before your first steps? Write it down. Isn't that awesome? It is scary. What did you believe prior to your first steps? Who were you? It's really important to write it down. You know, when I first started walking very intently as a young adult with my God, I used to have a prayer journal, and I would write down, and I'd write my prayers out to God. And whenever he'd answer one, I'd go back and check it off and put the date and when he answered it. It so built my faith. Right now, he is answering prayers and desires that I've had for a really long time. Like, really, really, like miraculous. Like, this wasn't even in my scope of ever it happening. But I just verbalized the words by faith, still not quite being able to believe that it would happen. Do you understand? So by faith, I spoke the words. I spoke the words. Oh, yes, I have to tell you this. I have to tell you this. This is so obviously what is needed. I have a list of questions I'm going to go through. But this is so what's needed. Okay, listen. I was in Nicaragua a few weeks ago, and I read my Bible chronologically, so I'm in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, and I've read that so many times. The book of Ezekiel is so rich and so phenomenally profound, and I came to Ezekiel 36, and I get halted. It's like I'm arrested. My spirit was arrested, and it is God talking to the mountains and God talking to the trees. And God speaking specifically to the land. And I was like, he's talking to inanimate objects. God is talking to a hill. He's talking to a tree. God is talking to the ground. And he's saying, prepare, because my children of Israel are coming back. He's saying, prepare, because my children of Israel are coming. So begin to produce fruit now that they would have something to eat. He is speaking to it. So then I go, hold on a second. That's kind of trippy. So, okay. I've read this like, you know, tons of times. Hold on a second. He is speaking. Wait a second. Where else has this happened in the Bible? Hold on a second. He spoke. Let there be light. And there was light. He spoke the heavens and the earth into existence. He spoke. So then I'm like, okay, but wait, where else? Wait. And I see Jesus speaking to the fig tree. And then Jesus telling us to speak to the mountain that needs to be removed and says, it will be done if you believe. So then I just started trying it. Then I got reminded. Some of you might think I'm weird. But there's some people here who actually experienced it. I was in Belize 10 years ago in June, not the best time to go to Belize. It's the beginning of the rainy season. And it just pours rain like crazy, especially on the coast. So for the 7 days that we were there with our little kids, it rained every freaking day, all day, all night. And it was flooded in Plasencia to here. So you're walking through filthy water to go eat. You're walking on skinny little planks to go eat. There's paper everywhere. There's trash everywhere. It's absolutely filthy. So by day six, I'm done. I am. I'm done. I'm like, this sucks. We've been cooped up in a hotel room. I'm done. So we're walking to go eat through the water, and I look up to the heavens, and I said, you know what? Jesus said that we would do greater things than what he did, and he commanded the storm to be still. Peace be still. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, rain and storm, peace be still. And you will never guess what happened. It stopped raining. Like, instantly. it stopped raining. So I'm like, all right. So we were able to walk without getting soaked to the place to eat. So then it starts raining while we're in the restaurant. It's time to walk back out. I walk outside. I said, again, peace be still. It stopped raining. We got back to our hotel room. Okay, now hold on a second. I'm like, that's pretty awesome. Tried it the next day. It happened again. Okay, wait. Years later, we're in Bora Bora. Our clients, we've invited to come and be with us in Bora Bora. We're going to have them there for 4 days. I'm going to be cooking for everybody for 4 days. And it is July. Was it July? August. It was August. It was pouring rain. The whole summer that I was there, it rained, which I don't mind. I love the wind. I love the rain. I like that it was cool. It was all good. But now we have these clients, 25 people, coming to my house, and I'm supposed to be cooking for them for 4 days. I'm supposed to be showing them the most exotic and amazing vacation of their lives. And it's freaking rainy. It's like a typhoon, okay? The Bora Bora, the bay, the lagoon in Bora Bora is like this, okay? When it's not raining, it's like perfectly still. There's no waves, right? So sure enough, Issa was there, Jackie and Stacy. And Dawn were there, and so here it is, and Carmen. So here it is. We wake up that morning, and it is slamming. Not just raining, it is slamming, and the wind is crazy. So I'm like, this ain't gonna work. This isn't gonna work. I go outside, and it's funny because one of our staff cut a picture of me doing it. I go outside, I'm standing on my deck, I put my hands up to the heavens, and I say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Now you will not rain out this planned deal. In Jesus' name, be still. Right away, a donut right above my house opened up of blue sky. It was a donut of a blue sky. The donut got bigger and bigger and bigger. And right over our house, the sun shined. Now wait, watch. Did it rain on you guys? They're telling you right now. When you guys were in the boats coming from your hotel, it rained the whole time as they came in until they got to our house and there was no rain. What was the weather the whole day? Sun. Perfect sun, only over us. You could see off in the distance. It was raining over there. It's raining over there, but it is sun shining right where we were on our beach to create this amazing experience for them, right? It was sunny three of those 4 days, and by the way, I asked the Lord, I would love for them to experience the rain here at the house, and we'll have a powwow during the day. We'll drink some sangria, and we'll just do coaching all day in the house. It was an amazing day. We had nothing else planned that day. We weren't going to be on the water that day. We're going to be inside, and this was going to be a coaching session with everybody all that day. And that's what it was. It rained one day at my house that they were there. So I forgot about that. This is 2007 that happened. So I'm reading Ezekiel while I'm in Nicaragua, and I'm like, whoa. So we can speak to our website. We could speak. Come on, brother. All day. We could speak to our website and command the website. We just had a ship. Issa doesn't know this. I send to Jenna, go read this passage. Tell me what you see. She sees something completely different. No, read it again. So then I give her a clue. Who is God talking to? She sends me an answer. No, he's talking to the mountains. He's talking to inanimate objects. Jesus did the same thing. He told us we could do the same thing. What mountain is in your way? What mountain is your way? And begin to, life and death is in the power of the tongue. When you believe, the craziest things happen. When you believe, the craziest things happen. So I began to speak to our website. Mary, you know what's happened. We had this uptick of things completely have shifted. So I've spoke to the website. DannyJohnson.com, in the name of Jesus, to command you that whatever hindrances are upon you right now, be broken off. Open your floodgates now and receive people from all over the world to come to our website right now in Jesus' name. Speak to the King's Ransom website. Open up your gates and receive people from everywhere. What could you speak to your lead list? What are you speaking to your business? Well, I know what some of you are speaking to your business. You don't even realize it. And what you're speaking is happening. What you're speaking to your business is happening. Come on, tell me, what have you spoken to your business? You don't even realize you're doing it. I hate my job. This is never going to work. This is hard. I can't do this. This is a waste of time. People aren't going to like this. No one has any money. This is useless. No one says yes. No one's picking up. No one wants what I have. I don't know how. How many of you are experiencing what you're speaking about your business? So, what should you be speaking to your business? What is it that you should be speaking to your business? Flourish in Jesus' name. Grow in Jesus' name. Be efficient in Jesus' name. That's what you should be speaking over your day job, your full-time income. Speak the result. Speak the outcome. Speak the outcome. Okay, now look, there's something about that that's really powerful. I didn't pray and go, okay, God, is there any way you can make it the rain stop? That's not what happened there. That's not what happened there. Peace be still. Some of you need to speak that over your body. Those of you that wrestle with worry and anxiety, do what King David did. He did that to himself. Oh, my soul, why are you downcast? Praise him. Rise up. Strengthen yourself in the truth of Almighty God. He spoke that to himself. So what will you speak to your business? Don't just tell me life. What are the words? That's speaking over yourself. I can do this and I will succeed. But what are you going to say to your business? Come on now. Grow. Flourish. Open up your gates and receive the bounty of blessing that my Father in heaven has prepared already in advance for me. What will you speak to your job? Ooh, 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 ooh. Come on. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. Yes, I do know what's going on. What will you speak to your job? Hold it, 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 hold it. You need to hear this. So sorry. You need to hear this. Egypt was blessed because of Joseph. Egypt was blessed because of Joseph. You are the Joseph in your place of labor. You're the Joseph in your place of labor. So what shall you speak to your Egypt? Blessing, abundance, grow. Business, bring customers. Relieve my boss. Bless my boss. All hindrances be removed. Multiply exponentially. Yes, miracle signs and wonders. Be filled with committed, loyal, hardworking, diligent people. Huh? And I believe. That do believe. That believe. Dispel all the lazy people now. Dispel all of the entitled negative people now. Okay, now listen. Now some of you are going, but is that really going to work? Listen, I am telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. This is the truth, the way, and the life. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you feel. Speak the truth, not your feelings. Speak the truth, not your feelings. So the truth is, the business will succeed. It will prevail. The truth is that you will surround yourself in an environment of great people. Now, this is crazy. Even if you, I'm telling you, I see God do this all the time. Even when you don't believe, there's things that I didn't believe, but yet he brought it to pass anyway. Why? Because he's such a sweet father. Because he's such a sweet father. He's such a sweet father. He's such a sweet father. There's a man in here from Canada right now that got healed of a lung disease here at a First Steps to Success. Were you expecting that? Did someone lay hands on you? None of this is crazy. Okay, he has a lung disease. You have to tell the story. 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 I'm wearing stilts today, as though I need them, right? You know what it was? Is that my husband's 5'5" and I'm 5'8". And like for the longest time, I would never wear heels ever. And the answer was, well, why? Because my husband's short, and I don't want to be. I don't want us to be like this. And I went, screw that. He's the one who bought me 4-inch heels like 20 years ago. This is my issue. Bam. So go ahead. What happened? This is exciting. It works best right there. I know. I have to eat the mic.
A few years ago, I went to a respirologist in London, Ontario, and he told me that I had a terminal lung disease that at any point in time, my lungs would fill up and I would fall over and asphyxiate and die. Stress, anxiety, fear would just take it like that. And I came on a Saturday night here with Danny, and I had hands put on me. 2 months later, I went to that same doctor, and he said, I thought he was kidding. I thought he was just making this up to make me feel better. And he said, we've done tests and x-rays. You have scarring on your lungs. Just scarring. That terminal disease is gone. I have no idea how it could go away because it's not supposed to. It's because of you.
It's because of God. I can't heal anybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now look at this. When you believe, listen to me, it is contagious. When you have faith, it is contagious. And what we pray for every time we come into these events, in fact, I pray for it every day. Every day I pray for you that your bodies would be healed, that you would be a testimony to thousands of what God has done in your life, that whatever, I curse every disease that's over our people's bodies. Listen, I'm giving you some like real inside stuff here. Okay, look at this. Okay, look at this. When we first started DJC, we'd be flying to a city for 45 people, okay? I'm going to go speak in front of 45 people. Barely a reason to leave the house. And as I'm flying over the cities, I began to pray blessing over every city that I am seeing. I'm praying blessing over them. God, heal the bodies. Restore the marriages. Bring them to you. God, grow their businesses. Solve their problems. Make yourself real and known to them. I'm praying for people I don't even know. You reap what you sow. City after city after city after city. Okay, I pray over the city of Cleveland, coming into this place. I'm not just for you, but I pray for everybody in this place. God, heal the bodies. Every morning on my closet floor, I am on the floor asking God to reveal himself to you, to heal your bodies, to make a way where there seems to be no way, to cover up, to straighten every crooked way, to tear down every barrier, every hindrance. You should be doing the same exact thing for your people, for your family, for your business, for your coworkers on your day job. I rise up every morning and pray a blessing over my husband, over my children. So that is expanding my influential territory. God has brought the people that I've prayed for from the cities in which I have prayed over while I'm flying in an airplane. Listen, I had like no one to pray for when I first got started. Now, I pray for millions of people. God, bring them, open the floodgates, bring those who are lost, confused, those who are struggling, those who are hindered, bring those, Lord God, who have no way to figure out how to move their life. Let's see, how many of you were in that position before you got here? Oh. He's not the only one. We've had so many healings come out of here. And what does it take? It's stepping out in faith, asking him, choosing to believe, even when I don't believe, but just speaking it. And pretty soon, hello, when speaking it, hello, as you speak it in repetition, hello, as you speak it, you speak it in repetition, even when you don't believe, pretty soon what you have spoken appears right before your eyes. It happens. Why? Because God is not a liar, and he's not a man that he would lie, but he is held and bound by his words, and he's the one who said, speak life, and you will eat the fruit of what you speak. He's the one who said, speak to the mountain, and it will be moved. He showed us by speaking to the fig tree. He showed it by speaking to the dead man, be, rise, and live again. He's not the only one. Elijah, with the dead boy, lays on top of it, breathes into him. Life comes back to the dead boy. Same to Ezekiel. Go and prophesy over these dead bones, which is exactly what I've been doing to you all weekend long. Dead bones were here on Saturday. I promise you, I saw them all. Jeezy peasy. Speak to the dead bones. Prophesy over the dead bones. Dead bones. Dead. That's dead. And he says he spoke life into the dead bones, and all of a sudden flesh and sinews and joints began to come on. Skin began to come on. They rose up, 300 of them, as an army for the Lord. So speak it. Speak to the business. Speak to the job. Speak to the physical body. You can speak to your own body. Be healed. Be strong. That's what you can say to yourself. You talk to yourself anyway. You say junk to yourselves, and then what do you get? Junk. So you know it works. Give this guy a hand. Congratulations. Bless you. What? Oh, what else?
Since you married Manny and I 3 years ago.
Yes.
We have the best relationship.
Amen. The best relationship and a healing. Where are you, gorgeous? Hi.
Plus, at work, I've been promoted 3 times. And I'm in the top customer service department of the company I work for.
Wow.
And now they pay me $1,000 a month bonus.
$1,000
a month bonus.
A month.
Bonus.
That's like an extra $12,000 a year.
Yes. Because of what I've learned here.
Praise God. That was so awesome. Congratulations. I love it. Awesome. Okay. This is where it starts, man. Everything we've been talking about this morning, this is where it starts. This is where it starts. You go nowhere without this one right here. So you know that speaking works. What you say happens. What a gift. What a gift. What you speak happens. Because you've been speaking negatively and it has happened. Right? So that means you can speak life and have it happen. Now, when you speak it, you walk towards it. You speak it, you walk towards it, even when you don't believe. Hello? Even when you don't believe, even though there's a war of fear and doubt and faith in you all the time. It's a wrestle. It's a wrestle. It's a wrestle. You keep going. I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing the action. 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 And guess what's going to happen? Know the outcome.
We hope you've enjoyed this live training by Danny Johnson. The investment you've made into yourself today will pay off for years to come. To help you reach your goals faster, visit DannyJohnson.com to access free training materials, tools, tips, and resources that will transform your life and explode your income. Visit DannyJohnson.com today. That's DannyJohnson.com. The content of this training material and the information contained within are for educational and informational purposes only. All earnings and income statements are provided solely as examples and do not guarantee or imply you will achieve similar results.